I've just read an article in the Irish Independent, well, on their website. It sounds like I opened up a newspaper, which would be kind of odd. On their website, it's written by Willie Keeley, and it's dated yesterday. Oh, today, the Sunday, the 8th of August, 2010. Let's direct our energies to debate on nuclear option. Oil is running out, and France has proven that the N-word is nothing to be feared, writes Willie Keeley. I've read through this article, and just a couple of comments to make about it. Obviously, it is well known that I am anti-nuclear, and remain so in an unusual sort of way. Kind of the same way I'm anti-electromagnetic radiation spilling out of mobile phone towers. But quoted in this article is Stephen Kinsella, lecturer in Limerick, lecturer of economics, and he's quoted about the oil running out by 2015. Not the oil running out. Let's just correctly quote him and say that there'll be an increase by 25%. By 2015 of our energy needs, a quarter increase by 2015 of our energy needs, says Dr. Stephen Kinsella. It doesn't say that Dr. Stephen Kinsella is pro-nuclear. It doesn't ask him about his views on nuclear at all, in fact. But it does go on to mention that there's loads of reactors in France, and about 80% of their energy is coming from nuclear, which it is. What it doesn't say is that its spent fuel and its waste problem is exported from France to 124 miles from my house in Sellafield. So it just leaves out that very important point. It says that Desi O'Malley was the Minister for Energy when Carnesore Point in Wexford was ditched. I happen to disagree. I think I read that it was very much a very young Ray Burke as a Minister for Energy who had to... He was promoting Carnesore Point as a site in Wexford as a nuclear plant in Ireland, and he had to reverse that decision because it was facing mounting opposition from all sorts of campaign groups. But the article starts off by suggesting that we need to focus our energies elsewhere. Let me just read from it. The opening paragraph: the supply of oil is running out. There is no surprise to anyone. As long ago as 1970, oil production in the US peaked. But oil is vital. Every developed economy in the world depends almost totally on guaranteed supply of oil. That is why wars have been fought over it. Well, it goes on to suggest nuclear as a possible solution. And let's have the debate, it says. And it says that the Minister for Energy, Eamon Ryan, said he will have that debate back in 2007, and it's now 2010 and he hasn't had the debate. And I don't think he fears having the debate, but he hasn't had it, and it's a good point to make that it hasn't been had. Let's have the debate. But how about this? Let's circumvent all the middle arguments and say, get the scientists who are working for the war machine that go to fight wars over oil to focus their energies on coming up with safe nuclear fission or fusion that doesn't have the waste and contamination issues for people living near nuclear reactors. And when they come up with the solution for clean nuclear, safe nuclear, let's have it. They promised us free electricity in 1956 when the first world commercial nuclear reactor went into operation not far from us at Windscale. They promised that energy would be so cheap they wouldn't be able to charge for it. Of course, that's not quite true, because if there's anything to be made in it, they'll be charging for it. But make it safe, make it clean, get the scientists off the bombs and on to sorting out our future energy resources. Mr. Willie Keeley in the Irish Independent, are you listening?